Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica in the morning on K94.5.
So Sonic is preparing to introduce a new take on their once forgotten fries. They've not updated their fries in over 10 years, but they're taking them to the next level with groovy fries. So basically, we got crinkle cut, perfectly salted fries, along with groovy sauce, which is creamy ranch combined with, I think, sriracha and some herbs. But this is their quote from Sonic. With the new groovy fries, we're redefining what a fast food fry can be and giving folks another reason to say, yes, I'd like fries with that. Can you go to Sonic, though, and not order tots? Like, I feel like tots are a staple of Sonic. Like, you go to Sonic, you know you're going to get the tots, right? I can't be the only one. I don't know how I feel about being told fries. I don't even know. Confession, I don't even know what Sonic fries look like. I don't think I've ever ordered fries at Sonic. All right, so I'm ready for it. Mid-May is when we can get these groovy fries.
Things that I've got.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and a barber in Connecticut named Osvaldo Lugo, he is being hailed a hero because he saved a little girl from running into traffic. He was in his shop. He saw her out the window, and he sprinted out the door. He grabs her just before she runs into a busy intersection. The mom claims she was at the bus stop, and she said, "I looked away for just a second." Isn't it crazy how in just a second something that crazy can happen? Ugh, people, keep an eye on your babies. Shout out to K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello, I'm Chica, and it is time. It is time for you and I to just be adults about it and realize that without this, we're just not going to win. All right? So you already know that starting Monday, K94.5 and RCA Records giving you the chance to see Justin Timberlake in Tampa Bay in June on his Forget Tomorrow tour. But today is the last day for you to put 30 grand in your hand. That's right. K94.5 has been giving you the chance to win $30,000. You got to listen weekdays, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Each hour, we're going to give you that new code. When you enter that code inside your free K94.5 app, you get another shot at winning $30,000. But here's the crazy part. Today's the last day. The last day for 30 grand in your hand. So download the free K94.5 app. It's brought to you by POE Federal Credit Union. Growing, changing, uniquely.
Are you ready for this?
K94.5. Here are three things you need to know before you go.
One.
So 50 Cent, shortly after we have this fabulous ceremony in downtown Shreveport, he takes to his socials to say, next up, Humor and Harmony Weekend. Coming to Shreveport summer 2024, all we know is that August 8th through the 12th, we're having a big old 50 Cent party. Here's the crazy part. Nobody knows anything other than that. Also, does 50 Cent know how freaking hot it is in Louisiana in August? Like, that is my concern. Does he? Does anybody? Anybody?
Two.
K94.5 trying to put 30 grand in your hand. And the crazy part is today's the last day to make it happen. Make sure you're listening at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, all the way until 5 o'clock. We're going to give you a code. This code could put $30,000 in your bank account. That easy. So if I were you, yeah, I'd be downloading the free K94.5 app right now and making it happen.
Three.
Oh, my goodness. Sophia Bush. She is relieved now that she's fully out. She says, quote, "I've always known my sexuality exists on a spectrum. Right now, I think the word that best defines it is queer." Sophia Bush, if you're like, okay, where do I know Sophia Bush from? Like, she was all over Glamour magazine, right? I'm telling you right now, I remember looking at her picture and I was like, wait, she's the one that had that very public divorce a year ago. Wouldn't it suck to be famous and have to go through all this crazy life stuff? That's all I think about.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the Freak.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. If we're so DeLulu, if we're so... Why are we still online dating? So, you know, Tinder will always release their 2023, or like their year-end statistics, right? And so I'm looking at the 2023 year-end statistics, right? And I'm sorry, but I am fascinated. I am fascinated at the fact that we're not, we are delusional, we're just not jaded. So apparently a large percentage of us are very, very drawn back and very, like, pessimistic and just kind of like, listen, I am delusional in the fact that I think I will meet somebody online dating. Now, hold on. My short experience with online dating. Short experience with it. Horrible. Right? Now, as a millennial, I don't know if you're with me on this. A lot of the people on there, still in love with their ex, still living with their ex. Some of them still married. Like, how have you not gotten caught? And then some of these folks have felonies that you're like, whoa, bro. Like, no. So apparently, active daters are calling themselves delusional to basically justify the fact that they're still trying to find love. Now, my question is, if we're over here going, hey, hold on. I don't want to call myself delusional. I don't want to feel delusional in trying to find love. Where do you go find love if you're not finding it online? If you're not finding it, you know, on Tinder, Bumble, Grindr, whatever you're on. If you're not finding it on there, where are people finding love? That's the question. Do you know that a large percentage of people that meet their significant other, that end up walking down the aisle, were introduced, like, basically they had mutual friends? Start putting it out there, baby. If you're actively online dating, start putting it out there to your friends. Like, hey, if you meet somebody that you think I'd match with and you think that we'd be, like, our energies would sync, hook me up. Because after reading this, and basically all of us are just dating for the plot because we want a crazy story to share, that does not look promising. We deserve better, babe. Good luck. It's a scary. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello and welcome to your delusional dating life. Oh, man. So this article just came out where basically we are all dating for the plot. People that are still actively online dating. Okay, let me put this in the most basic way I could say. Daters are aware that dates, statistically speaking, are going to be terrible, but they'll go anyway just for the story. You might get somebody who gets way too drunk. Somebody might stick you with a massive bill. Somebody might bring their mom on the date. Hey, but at least you got great content out of it. I feel like that's what I was doing when Joe, Claire, and I decided that, you know, back in the beginning of the year, we said, oh, we're going to, you know, find my person. That's what I told her. I said, I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to find my person and start taking over the world with them. Honest to God, I feel like all I did was date for the plot. I went on some bad dates. Remember that guy that had the horrible BO? Oh my gosh. Remember that guy that was like, hey, I got an Uber everywhere. I don't got a license and I burned my car. Remember that? Basically saying, I have just in the short months that I was online dating, I have so many epic stories. Is it bad that we all, like several online daters, have low expectations for actual romance and connection? And we realize the odds are stacked against us, but we're doing it for the plot. Several experts are coming out to say, listen, just tell your friends to keep an eye out and tell people that you'll pay them $1,000 if they find your future spouse. Like, you'll pay him $1,000 when you're ready to walk down the aisle. That's kind of genius, right? K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. The clock is ticking. All right? It's your last day, your last chance to win up to $30,000. It's 30 grand in your hand. I got more codes. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Each hour, we're going to give you a new code. And when you enter that code inside the free K94.5 app, you get another shot at winning 30 grand. All right, it's brought to you by POE Federal Credit Union. Growing, changing, uniquely available. Download the free K94.5 app. If you have not played so far, it's okay. You've got multiple chances to try to win for the rest of the day. Let's K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. I had to bring my buddy Hillary in. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. It's Friday.
You know, I have a sincere question for you, and I want you to just be straight up with me.
Okay.
When did you realize you were old?
Oh.
No, I'm saying this because
I thought you brought me in because we were buddies. I didn't know that.
I love you.
The resident old person. Bring her in.
No. It happened to me. It happened to me.
Oh.
Oh, yes. I was rocking out at the grocery store. I was vibing so
they were playing
hard.
Your jams.
Bro, when I tell you, yeah. It was Chica party of one.
Yes.
Aisle six.
Yes.
Like, and all of a sudden I pass by and there's a 50-year-old. He's probably in his late 50s and he's humming along and he's vibing. And I was like, no.
Hey, just wait, because another sign about the grocery store, when they move things around and it angers you to no end.
Oh no, been there.
Yes.
Do you realize that you stick with one grocery store not because the location
or the price,
but because you know it?
Because you know it. You know you can run in and run out. Yeah.
It's just, so has there been a moment for you lately where you're like,
several.
Time marches on.
Several. I mean, there was a morning that I got out of bed and was like, who put bubble wrap on the floor? And then realized that was every joint of mine cracking.
It's your body!
You know? And when, y'all, this is might be TMI, when you're laying down on your side in your bed and you actually put your arm on your own body part that's supposed to be connected to your chest, but it is now hanging out like a neck pillow.
No. I can't sleep with the tank top on.
Yeah.
Because one's going to be over here, one's going to be over there.
It's like they're looking for lost pennies.
Exactly. It's very, very, very... I do have a concern, though.
Yeah.
I feel like for a while, I was the cool aunt.
You still are.
I don't think I'm the cool aunt anymore. Like, especially when it comes to your kids.
Oh, but
I feel like I'm phasing out.
No, you're not phasing out. But I find so much joy in pretending to be cool, knowing that I'm saying all the things
No. Okay, so you have a daughter that is what? Like
13.
Oh, no.
So I walk in and I'm like, hey, it's bussin' up in here. All cap. Which, by the way, I found out, if you don't know, parents, all cap is not what you think it is. It's not exclamation. It's not capitalization.
Wait, hold on. How are you using it? Like, use it in an example.
So I was like, wow, that dance was so cool. All cap. Like, like I thought it meant capitalization.
No. When you're like... When I'm telling you something like, dude, and I swear it was da-da-da, no cap. Like, not even lying.
Where does cap come from? Okay, see, this is where language is all based from Latin, right? How does that make sense?
Ma'am, Latin died a long, long time ago.
Latin's still living. It's in every language except that. Where's cap? Where does that... I need to know how that's connected. What does cap stand
for? Okay, and this right here, this conversation you and I are having,
yeah.
Proof we're getting old. Hey, hit us with it.
Get off my lawn.
What was the last thing that happened to you that made you go, oh, man, we getting... K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. I had to bring in my buddy Hillary because I feel like you're kind of an expert.
Ah, because you said I was old. Now I'm old and
wise. Whoa. First off, let's not get off topic here.
Okay.
There's this new article that came out that basically said that people are dating for the plot, right? Like, okay, hold on. I'm
What's
looking at your face. So basically, you're dating for a storyline. You're dating. How many times have I come to you, though?
Yeah.
And been like, dude, And you're like, all right, sit down. And then I tell you, he had BO. I remember that guy.
That's horrible.
That was horrible.
Because if you have BO, what else you got?
Uy, I'm not trying to find out. Like, okay, right? Stop. Because you know smells. Stop.
Y'all, she gets so grossed out. Keep going. Don't throw up. Keep going. You got this. Breathe.
I'm not going to look at you. I'm going to look this way. Sorry. So anyway, there was not just that.
Y'all, she's speaking her native language. She's really about to get sick.
Okay.
Okay, breathe. You got this, buddy.
Okay. I'm crying now. Anyway, we had that situation, which let's not even bring that up. We had the guy that I almost went on a date with, but told me he didn't have a car. He had an Uber there. And I was like, ooh, responsible.
Right.
No, his car caught on fire, and I think he had one too many DUIs.
So gosh.
So I avoided that date. But basically, I feel like every time I come to you and I'm like, I went on a date, I feel like it's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
And so then I'm seeing this article and it says, oh yeah, you're going to go on basically all these horrible dates because you're trying to find the silver lining ahead and you're taking a risk.
Yeah, like you have to kiss a lot of frogs to get a prince. That's saying. But is there like a statistic in there? Kind of like in sales, you know, they always say you have to get 8 no's to get a yes.
Wait, hold on.
So do you have to go on like eight
horrible dates? I have to go on 8 horrible dates to find the one guy that might possibly.
I think we should do a science experiment featuring yours truly. And by yours truly, I mean you.
I was going to say, you got this.
So I'm married.
Okay, I didn't know where we were going with it.
Hold on. Have 2 under.
Yes. So I just need 6 more.
Yeah. Okay. 6 more contenders. We're looking for the one. Who's going to be the prince?
Who's going to be the sucker?
Call in now or message through the app if you want to go on a date with Chica.
Can you imagine? They meet me in person and realize.
Have they ever asked you out on a date through the app?
I've had a couple guys shoot their shot.
And?
No.
They had BO?
Well, no, thank God. No, because then it gets weird, right? Like, I don't want to talk about my job the whole time we're on a date. Like,
Do you tell people what you do when you go on dates?
I lie. If I'm online dating, I say I do marketing for a living. I basically lie and say I do your job.
You do marketing for a
living. Yeah, I know, but like, different, right? And then half the time, though, I did have one guy show up to a date. I don't know if I even told you this story. And he wanted me to FaceTime his mom and his sister.
Oh, because they listened. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because you're well-loved. We all love you.
You know, and I was like, all right, cool. So I think you went on this date for your mom and your sister. And then, you know, most of the time people will be like, can you hook me up with tickets for this? Can you? Can I meet 50 Cent?
You know what I do when they ask you for tickets? Say they're a real estate agent and they're asking you for tickets. Be like, that's great. Can I have a house? Yeah, don't work that way. So you gotta be caller 10 right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I'm kidding. We don't do that.
So I mean, I'm just gonna open it back up. I wasn't really dating, so I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go 6 more horrible dates.
But it had to be horrible. Let's just test it out. It could be a bunk theory. Maybe it doesn't have to be 8.
Okay, let's check in a month.
I was about to say a week. Wow,
no, girl, that's aggressive. I don't have that much energy. All right, 8 horrible dates.